Listen, WFMU, Marty McSorley here with...
Oh, this is Arrington Dedini, so...
Yeah, I'm Jake Jones.
And you guys, part of... I'm going to ask you to pronounce it, because I can't say anything foreign.
Malaikat Dansinga.
Malaikat Dansinga.
Or you could just say Malaikat Dansinga.
Malaikat Dansinga.
Singa.
Singa?
Singa.
Singa?
Yeah.
Singa, all right, singa, I'm really, like... That's the worst part about my radio show, I think, is that I play a lot of things that are not from this country, and then I just butcher the name.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you are actually from this country.
We are uniquely American, mm-hmm. but we sing in Indonesian.
So how did that come about?
Well, I wanted to kind of get more into expressing myself with kind of like dance hall rhythms and stuff, and I thought it'd be really cheesy to just be doing like patois, like Jamaican mm-hmm. style, like English. I thought it'd be in bad taste for some reason, and then I figured out that if I translated William Blake into Indonesian, it worked with the rhythms that I was trying to put together.
And is everything William Blake?
For the on the first album, almost every song has some Blake reference in it. But with the new album is a little bit more kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lyrically, anyway.
Yeah, it sounds. I mean, we've been trapped in close quarters together for before, and you're a pretty nice fellow. Like, why does it sound so evil?
Oh, well, I think that's all into the ears of the beholder. Gosh, does it sound evil?
I mean, it's good evil. It's bad evil.
It's good. So well, that exactly my point. It sounds like good evil. So,
it sounds a lot less evil to me now that I've been part of the band. I remember it was extremely evil and dark sounding when I was just watching it years ago.
Did you feel like you were like being sucked into a cult when you first came in? Like, or now that you're like now that you're part of it, like it's good and you want everyone to join?
Feel like maybe with all evil things, a little understanding will like lighten up the dark.
What's been the reception?
Well,
if you have more to say on
reception, reception's great. But I was going to say it. You reminded me that, you know, the whole reason I originally got into throat singing was because of evil, because as a 5-year-old, I was a big Star Wars fan, and I was like doing everything I could do to figure out how to make a Darth Vader sound with my voice. And while, you know, what I ended up with didn't sound anything like Darth Vader at all, I discovered how to vibrate the folds of my larynx, which is what you're doing in you know, more traditional styles of Mongolian throat singing. And so it was through evil that I came upon my vocal style, so if you want to say it that way. But
it's just the dark side of
your voice. I only use my dark powers for good.
For good. Yeah. What's good about it right now? What's good coming from it?
Oh, you know, to me, Malaikat Dansinga is about the sound of liberation, and it's about the liberation from, you know, we could say it's like the chains and confines of time and space. We bring a liberation to like a more expansive vision of eternity.
Now, what's the translation of Malaikat Dansinga again?
Malaikat Dansinga is angels and lions.
Okay.
And so we're you know, and there's all kinds of you know, Kabbalistic kind of reference points for that kind of thing. You know, we're riding the chariot through the fire.
How much of it is like just translation, and how much is that you can like actually, if you went to Indonesia, could you get down?
Oh, in terms of speaking, I'm trying to brush up. I'm heading out to Indonesia in September.
Are you gonna perform?
Yes, I will be touring.
With the band?
Actually, with a band that I will be meeting when I arrive, of Indonesian musicians.
Crazy. Are you doing this material, or is it?
Yeah. Well, and then the idea is that they want to create new material with me.
Okay.
So, they might be correcting any errors that I've made in the translations that I put out. But you know, a lot of my favorite music, even in English, I really enjoy, I mean, one of my favorite groups in the world is Meher Shalal Hashbaz, which is a Japanese group. And, you know, the composer and the singer, you know, he speaks English reasonably well, shall we say, but in the songs that they sing, there aren't really, it's not that there are grammatical errors in the English, it's just that he'll use words that you or I wouldn't really use a word that way, mm-hmm. in a song. And I feel like for me, to, as a native English speaker, to hear English sung by a non-native who's, you know, really taking a lot of creative liberties with the way he uses English, I find things like that to be very interesting, and you know, it engages my poetic sense of how the language is used. And so, you know, in a way, it's like my own personal gift to Indonesian speakers worldwide, that you know, I'm kind of presenting something and using the language in a way that they maybe wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might not occur to a native speaker to say things in quite the way that I say them.
Gotcha. The same way that it comes back to English.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I know that there are probably a lot of errors in some of the songs, but hopefully it enhances the charm.
It still sounds good, so whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We hope.
And, yeah, I mean, I remember a few months ago you were doing your own recordings and cutting with lathes.
Oh, yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, that's the record lathe. I have one at home. It's rather fragile, so I don't travel with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been cutting my records to paper plates. Mm-hmm. To plastic plates.
Mm-hmm. But these are like limited edition things.
Editions of one.
But it's just you doing it right live into the cutter.
Yeah, or whoever I have with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done some with Malaikat Dansing. I've done some with my good friend Angela Spencer has done a bunch of recording with me. And
do any of these cuts end up on the record?
Well, actually, the very last track on the new album, on the Swaranaga album, the last song is called Halilintar, which means lightning, and the rhythm track, the drums and bass on that song, are from a lathe cut,
mm-hmm.
that I then transferred to tape. And I did kind of a weird way of transferring it. I actually played it through the big speakers I played it through the studio speakers and recorded it with three different microphones onto three different tracks. And so on the tape recording of the record, I get, you know, three really different EQs, hmm. and then they're balanced through, you know, left and right channels, and I put different like echoplex effects on each of the channels, hmm. at kind of at different rates. So it actually, like, it, you know, it enhances the you know, the original backing track.
Right. Well, that sounds good. I've been really digging the record, and it's definitely getting some serious spins here at FDO.
I noticed they mm-hmm. they sent out my you know, I get the, like, the radio report, mm-hmm. updates from the promotion
people,
mm-hmm. and we're getting quite a lot of airplay, yeah, on
that. It's good. Well, I've been playing it, and now we got you live here. Thanks, yeah. again for coming out.
And you know, and actually the people who invited me to perform in Indonesia, mm-hmm. found out about us through WFMU.
Crazy.
Streaming online, so
right here,
another, you know,
worldwide
connection.
And it, you, like, it's not just the throat singing, you have all kinds of stuff. I've seen you play like rubber bands and balloons and the other night at Issue, I saw you do what do you call it? I just know it's what Snoopy plays.
Oh yeah, well, mouth harp, jaw harp, Jew's harp, Khomuz would be like a traditional Russian name for it. I think in Indonesia they call it karinding or genggong.
So, but it's worldwide too.
Worldwide, they have them all over the world. Yeah.
Well, like, that's one of my favorite things. I was just like, if you could jump into one of those two that ended up.
Oh yeah, I would be more than happy to.
All right, thanks, yeah. everybody, for coming up.
I'll run back into the studio and
okay.
get that
we'll
set
do
up.
It. Thanks. Anything else for the people? Oh, tomorrow night, Cake Shop.
We will be at the Cake Shop performing with the Kabbalistic hip-hop sensation E-Prime, promoting his new record, and the Appalachian goddess Larkin Grimm. That'll be at the Cake Shop.
And you're midway
tomorrow night, Wednesday. Yeah,
and halfway through the tour, so you head back to Olympia. Be sure you're doing a all the way back, right?
Well, we got Cake Shop, and we'll be in Providence, and we got some like Western Massachusetts.
So where can they find all your tour dates?
Oh, there's websites out there. I would probably go to krex.com. They've got all the dates listed. And then I don't have the Indonesian dates listed because those probably won't be confirmed until I actually get there. But I'll put updates up on Facebook and
check
all that.
Check the internet. It knows all.
There's so much going on the internet, man.
Mm-hmm.
You could like learn about just about anything.
I'm kind of scared of it, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get in here one more. Thanks again, fellas, for coming up.
Thank you.
Peace. WFMU.